What about STDs?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As I'm at the range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. Have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she make this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her teeth.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Although Kazakhstan, glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Oh, well, we got time just a little more of that before the guys start wailing.
I arrived in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to pretend.
Sure, boy.
Oh, what a great movie.
Yeah.
Sure, boy.
Really, really fantastic. And I haven't gotten to that DVD yet. I went out and bought it, and I want to see the... What did you say? It's the special features on there that are pretty good?
The bonus is... I mean, there's more great... It's been so long since I've seen it, but Yes, when I first saw it...
So you just put it on and go right to the bonus features.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay,
And then the great thing about Borat is that after you watch the bonus, you remember all the stuff that was in the movie the first time. and then, you know, when when he comes back to the table and he's got the poop in the bag,
yes,
it's just like the first time.
I'll bet. You know, that might be on the docket tonight. Absolutely.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, can you just put me on hold?
I'd love to, but why?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Why would you like to be on hold?
Because I'm traveling outside the area and I'm losing you guys.
And you were calling us because?
I really want to listen to the show, and I can't since I'm...
Oh, you want to listen on hold.
I understand, but if we let you go, then one of the other mouth breathers out there will not be able to call and participate. But then again, it's all about you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Always has been, always will be.
I like the fact that she admits it right up front. It is all about you.
Hello, Don and Mike. I have a vagina, and I would like to just be put on hold so I may hear the show and take away another mouth breather's chance of calling in and participating.
You know, I'm not going to say what has been said to me over the years, which I hate. If we do it for you, we'll have to do it for everybody.
Uh-huh.
I've always hated that logic.
It's true, though.
Because I, too, live in the land where it is all about me.
What will you do for us?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What would you like?
Suck on that, losers.
We could start with a little information session.
Okay.
Would you like
to look at the size of his unit?
Would you like to share some vitals with us?
Okay, like what?
All right. Now, lying already.
Mike, let me dumb it down for her.
Okay.
Are you a pig
or a hottie?
I'm going to go with somewhere in between.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Have a nice afternoon.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went home. This little piggy went wee, wee, wee. They would let me stay on hold for the whole show.
And when we look in the mirror in the morning, Don, we know there is no in-between. In-between doesn't exist.
You're there.
It's like being pregnant. It's like being pregnant.
Yeah. You're either or you're not. Right.
You're either hot or a pig. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No hot pigs out there.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and BS a little bit, but I think John Norman and your fearless leader over at the radio station have really screwed over your guys'...
That's as bad as...
What not?
Yep. Yeah. Can't do it. Teaching the world a new language.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how we doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, how are we doing? How are we doing?
How are you
doing? How are you doing?
What may we do for ye?
Well, I only get to listen to you, like, once a week.
Are you a hottie or a pig?
I'm pig.
Okay, all right. Good. Welcome. Welcome, pigs. Pigs enjoy the company of other pigs.
Well, let's we can slop around together now.
Well, I was listening to you last Thursday, and you were talking about you and your wife, where you were only above the waist, had a great time.
That would be my girlfriend, not my wife.
Your girlfriend, sorry.
Current. Yeah, you're right.
Dude,
you gotta listen more than once a week. This is like, I don't even remember what I had for lunch today. You're talking about
last week's
show.
I don't get it. I'm in northern Maine, and when I travel in southern Maine, I get to listen to it.
That's okay, too much. Like we asked for a biography here with this guy? Seriously.
Are you up there in the land of the moose?
I am, yeah. I'm near Bar Harbor.
Oh, no, that's not northern Maine. Now you made me mad. That's not northern Maine. That's a place called Down East Maine.
That is Down East Maine.
Yes. Now, but, you know what? You're really, boy.
Disqualifying.
You're just, that's as bad as you guys is to me.
Really?
But anyway, did you
northern Maine. You know what? You have really just screwed all the northern Maine. I mean, all the cave dwellers up in northern Maine that live like in the real wilderness that are really up there with bears and pumas.
Yeah, they don't get you up there, do they?
You mean like the animal that we get those groovy shoes from?
Yes.
No, I mean, northern Maine, you know, you look at it. You look on a map. You look at the state. Northern Maine is like right up there.
Bye!
Caribou, okay? This guy's down there, you know, where they, you know, where they got yachts going.
Northern Maine is like Nova Scotia, right?
No, northern Maine is more like Caribou, like up towards the Canadian border. Uh-huh. Nova Scotia is kind of like, you know, out there.
Right? I was talking its way out there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
right.
See, when you paint when I hear northern Maine, Don, I'm picturing snowshoes, parkas, you know, getting stuck and dying of exposure.
I don't know much about geography.
Right.
I don't know much about history.
Yeah.
But I do know that I love you.
There you are.
And I know that if you love me too.
Right.
What an effed up world this would be.
What an effed up world.
This would be. Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Welcome to Paula Time.
Donna Mike Show.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Don. Greetings. Greetings, turd.
Don.
Yeah.
I love that.
Your opinion on PTI. I, for one, also Tivo PTI and David Letterman every day.
I give anybody extra credit that says Tivo.
Yeah. Well, I told you I had a neighbor who actually did say that.
Yes.
Tivo. Really,
I love Tivo.
Old man.
I love it.
It just sounds better.
All right, what about PTI? I agree. I'm a fan of that show. Love that show.
When Kornheiser ever gets back and when neither one of them is there, do you even bother watching the show? And what's your opinion of Dan Levitard? Because I think they ought to put him on the show as well.
All right. We're speaking to a niche here because I don't know if everybody watches PTI. Both those guys are on vacation now. So it's Mike.
I was joking.
I know.
You know, I was doing that on purpose.
I know, but
that was my. I was giving you what I call my comic book.
You
look.
Do it very convincingly, as if we were going to talk about, you know, the Batman. Golden Age Batman. Like,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, anyway.
Man, I just want to say how hot it is, man. My balls, it's hot out here. God.
Okay.
Who he?
Like an 11-year-old just called us and said that.
On PTI, they generally have one of them there or the other one there.
Right.
Right now, neither one is there, and it is awful. It's like a lot of people say to us all the time, you know, hey, when you guys aren't there, how come you just don't have guest hosts come in?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is watch PTI one day this week when you have John McEnroe's brother and some other stiff.
John McEnroe's brother?
Yeah.
Like Larry. The one that couldn't play tennis?
Yeah, and they're trying real hard to do all of the.
Patrick McEnroe?
I don't know which one it is. They're like the Baldwins. That's right.
Larry McEnroe.
Larry. Anyway, it's not the same, so I just fast forward through. And they do have this one guy, Dan Levitard.
That's a funny name right there.
Seriously, the celebrity he most resembles is Flounder from Animal House.
Okay.
Wow.
And the guy is just a big, sloppy, fat guy. And whenever he's on the show, when they intro him, they say, like, you know, I'm Mike Wilbon, and pardon the interruption. And then this guy turns around and he's like, bam! I'm here, ladies! And he's a big, fat slug.
Is he good?
I think he's quite good.
Okay, good. So he works with Wilbon. He does okay with Wilbon.
Yeah, but now they've got two guys on this week that they might as well have mannequins.
Oh, really?
Show.
Oh.
So,
yeah, I mean, that show's got its rhythm, and it's not going to work without the right kind of people there.
Yeah, and they try playing the games and everything, and it's just...
Not the same.
No, it's not.
Is it a lot of the forced arguing?
There's,
you know, where you know it's not a real argument. I mean, not that Wilbon and Kornheiser argue, but their spirited debates are you know it's coming from a
here's
real
the thing
place.
That if you're a real PTI fan as I am and if you watch it every day, you see how much of even when Wilbon and Kornheiser is on, how much they're just reading off a prompter.
Right.
I mean, at some point, they certainly do if they're interacting with each other. Right. It's off the cuff. But generally speaking, the setup, the story, and a lot of what they're saying, it's already written down for
them. Well, PTI is also, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, you know, with the list of topics over on the left-hand side. And that's now bleeding into other Sports Center.
Stinks.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Stinks on ice.
I've never liked the way Sports Center teases and sets up clips and highlights. I just wish they would cut the BS, get right to it. Instead of, you know, the theme for Sports Center for years and years and years has always been tease with a lie. If you really watch that, tease with a lie.
I know exactly what you mean.
A great day for Dante Culpepper. We'll have that coming up next. And
he throws four interceptions.
Yeah, you know they're going to lose. And they've done it forever. Instead of saying, you know, Dante Culpepper has a disastrous day. You know, I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know why they play those games, but I guess they're trying to be all things to all people. Or maybe they think they're going to get a better audience with those teases. I don't understand.
And it's ADD, and normally I'm all for ADD because I've got it. And I don't take medication for it. It's what makes me who I am. But even that it's too much. And I know we've talked about this before, but Jesus Christ, show some baseball highlights or something. I don't want to see one-eyed Stuart Scott and some chick from Maxim and some guy from Mike and Mike in the Morning debating if Peyton Manning or LeBron James is hotter. And I don't mean like, you know, they're so hot. I mean, right. Like, it's like they're seriously having a discussion.
Who's the hotter player?
Who's hot right now?
Why not
run a test pattern?
Seriously, with SportsCenter, even with the ESPN news, why don't they just figure out a way, really, outside of the crawl, to get us the most information in the shortest period of time? And nobody does that. And I believe if somebody did that on a sports cable channel, they would kick ass. Because it would be a go-to for real sports fans that want one thing. What is the result of the game? Period.
Here's the deal. ESPN has turned themselves into a monopoly on the market. They used to be exactly that.
Right. They used to be, literally an go-to. You know what ESPN was? And I grew up there. I mean, that's where I'm from. So I know when they started, it was a huge story in Hartford, Connecticut. And the whole thing for ESPN was, that if the sports segment of your local news is the only thing you watch, then you've got it all the time now.
Right.
And that's what it was all about.
Here's what it's akin to in the radio business. If you got a radio station back in the day that used to come on and used to kick ass, like a top 40 station,
right?
And then at one point they'd say, hold on, our audience is made up of teenagers. Mm-hmm. We've got to skew a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
So they change it. They tweak it up a little bit, and someone comes in from underneath them and takes the audience away.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done on SportsCenter is tweak it and tweak it and tweak it, and they've managed to knock out all the competition as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
So now the thought of just turning on and just getting highlights, you would think that there would be someone smart enough to counter-program that.
Yeah, to simplify it, but it's not happening right now. I mean, you want to talk about Jay Leno with the bright colors. I mean, really, that is designed for somebody that's in a coma when they turn on SportsCenter. I think the graphics make me want to, I feel like I'm going to puke.
I don't mind that. What I do mind is, and there's a real line between sports and comedy, and they could live together. And I used to like it when, like, Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann would do SportsCenter and make jokes, but they weren't like these guys that come on now where they're auditioning for One Night at the Improv. And
it's incredible.
Incidentally, here's some highlights in between.
The Bermanization of sports, which started about 10 years ago, the Bermanization of sports can best be seen watching the Home Run Derby, where the Home Run Derby was broadcasters gone insane. You know, it's not the game anymore.
Right.
It's Chris Berman literally nonstop jammering from the beginning. And I tuned in. You know what I wanted to watch? I wanted to watch big guys in baseball hit home runs, period. End of story. And it used to be that's what it was. Now it's, well, MEC, we're going to go down on the field. We're going to see this. We're going to see. It was just all this crap. Let's put Kenny Mayne out in a kayak where he's going to have the head cam on.
Thank you.
God, it's like, you're not Letterman, guys.
Kenny Mayne is the guy we should start with.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that we should decapitate on SportsCenter some night at 6 o'clock.
First Absolutely. Beginning. You know, you're a sports fan. I'm a sports fan. The thing is, they've done this thing where they feel it's so necessary to overstimulate us with visuals, with highlights, with all this.
They have to be
BS.
Too cool for the room.
Oh, it's horrible.
And that's why you have standalone programs like PTI,
right,
where you do have guys who are able to tell their opinions.
And that's a show, and you're watching a show, and it's an entertainment program as well.
And they don't come off as Ron Burgundy
mm-hmm.
trying to do a joke. And I remember the guy's name now that I hate. I think it's the guy that you mentioned. The guy in the car that talks like, his name's Neil Everett.
Oh, yep.
I'm Neil Everett.
Right.
Well, Barry Bonds was up to bat tonight. HGH. That
right.
stands for Huge Gigantic Hero. Or does it?
Do you get the impression it's sports with a chip on its shoulder?
My boogers are really bumping against the inside of my nose.
Seriously, do you get the impression when you're watching it, sometimes it's sports with a chip on their shoulder? I mean, they're always just, they're coming up with these lines for these guys, you know, where everybody's, it's just this smart-ass
and Mike,
stuff, and it's like, it
on.
Diminishes the whole thing.
Here's one thing that I know you agree with me about. Don't you wish that it was the old ESPN in this way? When you had flabby guys
yeah.
like Bob Lee, who still is on in some regard on ESPN.
He was terrific.
The thing about these guys now is that they all go to the gym,
yeah.
and they all want to be in the Sports Center.
They
ads
want to be the athletes.
With the athletes.
They want to be the story.
And now if you're the fat guy watching on the couch at home, you know, I don't want to see some guy who just did 300 sit-ups give me the news.
Exactly.
Give me a big turd guy.
It's like they don't feel that the game is the thing anymore.
Or at least give me a token fat guy.
a good old fat guy.
In this day.
I mean, you don't need it. You really don't need the bells and the whistles. I mean, you need, and I don't think anybody will counter program against them, but I think if they did, and it was really, I mean, information. Because, I mean, that's, when I'm looking at SportsCenter, 99% of the time when I'm watching SportsCenter, any time of the year, I'm going there for information.
The argument to that would be that's why Al Gore invented the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want right information right away, go to the internet.
Don't want to go to the internet. You don't want to sit there, you know, lie down and, you know, get crumbs in my navel and change the channel and watch.
Yeah, you want to pay for a 50-inch screen with high definition so that ESPN can shrink it down to 25 inches
right.
so they can put ESPN HD on one side and put all the crap coming up on the other side of the screen.
It's all right. It's only been 5 years that they've done that, you know, where it's just been sitting there where their ESPN high def is not high def.
Although, have you ever turned it on? Hold on there on the phone. Have you ever turned it on and it is high def, but it's something like girls' high school softball?
Yeah.
And you're like going, why are they wasting the money for high def for this?
It's cheap. It's what it is. It's cheap. They don't get the rights to a lot of the good stuff. I'd love to watch more of that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, very well.
That Neil Everett guy, have you ever noticed when he starts the show, he stole your house it?
Does he say, how's it? Well, that bastard. That bastard. You know, and right there, that's the epitome of what's wrong with SportsCenter. Why can't you just come on and say, I'm Joe Dickhead? Instead, you have to say, how's it?
Yeah, or they'll say, Ken Griffey Jr. stands up at the plate. Oh, zippity bee, zippity bee, ba ba. There it goes. Give me a bee. You know, come on. Just shut up.
Hello there. Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, your phone's breaking up, Siri.
Okay.
Oh, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a
our topic is
viewer.
Our topic is have your testicles dropped? Have they dropped yet, son?
Yes, sir. They just did.
Like the way he made his voice lower there too. Yes,
good man. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say how that SportsCenter sometimes it is overdone. Trying to appeal to the younger audience, but I think they have to because they are trying to. The younger audience is the main people watching the show.
You know, you're very right about that. That's the whole thing with TV, radio, all media.
Yes,
they want to forget about people who are our age.
Mm-hmm.
Forget old farts like Buzz.
You're right.
I mean, if you are right on the cusp of 50, you might as well be dead as far as TV people go.
Yeah, I mean, but also, I mean, I'm not any less of a sports fan than I was when I was 13 years old. I like to watch, you know, I want to get information. And what it is for me, it's in the way. That's all I'm looking at. All the anchor crap that you see, all the bells and whistles that they do, it's in the way. Get it out of the way and, you know, create another box on the screen so I can just get information. But they do that, too. And I don't like having to watch the crawl, you know. I'd like to see highlights more often as opposed to having to watch the little crawl, you know, MLB, you know, NFL. It gets old.
Coming up, Barry Bot. You know, you get that thing at the bottom of the screen. It's like while you're watching something, they say.
And you know what the tease would be? Coming up, a big night for Barry Bonds. Well, what's the big night? The big night is that he could hit the tying home run. He didn't hit it. Hello, we just there. Lied to you again.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Tune in and see.
Isn't it great to just hate everything?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
I know it's...
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
It's great to hate. You got to be fast, my friend, because that old clock says it's time for us to fulfill our contract. What's up?
I got a funny story about Berman.
Ah.
That fat douche was in a restaurant in Connecticut one night with his wife.
Yes, sir.
Turn around, going to go over and say hello to him. His wife stands up, boots everywhere, completely drunk.
Yeah. Looks like baby vomit.
Allegedly.
I'd like to believe that.
Wouldn't you hope it's true. With a story like that, you hope it's true.
I hope it was a hooker. I hope it wasn't his wife.
I think it was his wife, and I think her name is Shelley, isn't it?
Shelley Berman. Shut up, Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.